Hey, James, welcome to New England. Were you surprised when you got the call?
I was surprised. I'm just excited, though. Sitting here with my family, all smiles, just hoping I got an opportunity to get a chance to play in the National Football League.
The numbers that really jump off the page initially, the lack of fumbles, the ball security. How big of a point of pride is that for you?
It is very important for any running back. Ball security is job security, so if you want to be on the football field, you got to hold on to the football.
What did you know about the Patriots before you got the call? What are your preconceived ideas about them?
Great organization, very team-oriented, hard-working guys, and they're disciplined, and they're going to come ready to play each and every week.
How much do you know about the group of running backs that are up here? I imagine at least you have a passing familiarity with guys like Stephen Ridley and Shane and Brandon Bolden.
They're great running backs. All guys have had success in the NFL, and I'm excited to get a chance to learn from them.
What was your contact with the Patriots like throughout the process?
I was in contact with them throughout the process. I felt that they were interested, but you never know what was going to happen on draft day, but I'm excited to be a part of the organization.
Do you enjoy catching the ball out of the backfield and running an open field?
Yes, I like doing anything. Anything that the coaches ask me to do, I'm going to try and do it to the best of my abilities.
I know you're from Fort Lauderdale, but did you learn to be a cold weather back?
Yes, I did. Playing in Wisconsin is pretty cold as well, so I mean, even in any team in the NFL, you're going to play in the cold at some point, so you have to be mentally and physically prepared for that.
Tell us something we don't know about Russell Wilson.
I'm sure you know everything about Russell Wilson right about now. He's a great football player, great guy, and great guy to be around.
Do you have any connections to any of the players on the team, on the Patriots?
For the Patriots?
Yeah.
No, I don't believe so.
James, I know it wasn't really until your senior year that you were given an opportunity to start at Wisconsin. How difficult was it for you to kind of bide your time and wait for that opportunity?
Well, it wasn't difficult. I mean, I just played my role in the team. Something that I have to do once I get to this organization is play my role wherever the coaches put me. I'm going to go out there, and whether it's special teams, whether it's being on offense, or whatever they want me to do, I'm going to go out there and do anything I can to help the team win, like I did at Wisconsin.
James, you have a lot of experience on the kick return and special teams. Is that a position you like to be in, like to be back there getting the open space?
Oh, it doesn't matter. I like doing it. If the coaches happen to give me that opportunity, I'm do it to the best of my ability and go out there and try to create a play for the team.
James, a real hard-hitting question here. When you go into Ian's, what's your slice of choice?
You like that?
My slice of choice? I don't know. I don't really eat there too much, so.
Ooh. All right.
James, do you foresee yourself as an every-down back in the NFL?
Only time will tell. Like I said, I'm going to go out there, take it day by day, and just try to become a better player each and every day.
James, just as the way the running back position in the NFL has evolved, is all-purpose yards kind of more the yardstick that they're looking for?
For sure. You have to be very versatile in today's game, and like I said, you got to continue to work in all aspects so you can be a better overall player.
Does it excite you to play in the same backfield with Tom Brady?
Yes, it's very exciting. One of the greatest quarterbacks of all time. To learn from him would definitely be something special.
James, are you familiar at all with guys like Danny Woodhead or Kevin Falk? Those are guys that were pretty good pass-catching backs here. Are you familiar with them, or do you have any guys in the NFL that you've watched the last couple years that maybe you've tried to model your game after?
Yeah, I'm very familiar with those guys. I mean, I don't too much model my game after anybody. I just try and go out there and be the best player I can be each and every day. But I've definitely watched those guys, and they had a lot of success in the Patriots organization.
James, you got a favorite running back all time?
All time? My favorite running back all time would be Brian Westbrook. He's a guy that's very versatile. Like I said, catch the ball in the backfield, do anything the team wanted him to do. So that's a guy who I model my game after.
James, going into this year, or last year, I should say, at Wisconsin, you had caught 32 passes. You had 39 receptions last year for them. What changed in how they used you in the offense? Why so many more passes caught out of the backfield?
We had a new offensive coordinator, Coach Andy Ludwig. He was a guy that wanted to heavily involve the running backs in the passing game, and that's something that I like to do, so I just wanted to take the opportunity and run with it.
You also played with Giovanni Bernard in high school. Experience, I guess, sort of sharing roles with another, I guess, star player. You're obviously going to go into that kind of situation again. What are your thoughts on that and sort of learning and competing at the same time?
Well, I like it. Competition brings out the best in everybody. So you compete with the best, you're gonna eventually be the best. So compete with those guys, learn from one another, and I think it creates lets the offense be a lot more explosive to having fresh guys on the field while the defense is tired.
James, when you said you had the new offensive coordinator who wanted to include the running backs in the passing game more, what's the acclimation process like? You know, what's the learning curve like for a running back who has to take on a new aspect of the game like that?
Well, just know what everybody's doing on the field, know what receivers are doing, because you can be in that position, whether it's a slot, whether it's being out wide, so just know what everybody's doing on the field. So if you're put in that situation, you already know what to do.
Anything physically? You mentioned the mental aspect. Is there anything physically that you had to adjust?
Oh, well, definitely. Just learning more routes, build my route tree, be able to run different things, and create mismatches.
Outside of a possible visit up here, have you been to the Boston area at all, and what do you know of the area?
My aunt actually lives in Attleboro, so I've been there like once or twice, so I'm a little familiar with the area.